The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
Here on Stolen Lives, we discuss brutal and heartbreaking crimes against children. Themes may include child murder, torture, and sexual, domestic, and child abuse. I do try my best to remain respectful for the babies in these stories and leave out unnecessary details that, honestly, none of us need to know to understand the frustration of why and how this ever happened. However, if you find any of these themes triggering, this podcast may not be for you. Listener discretion is advised. This week's story is a listener suggestion. Thank you to Eleni for bringing Jocelyn's story to my attention. As I mentioned in Kathleen's story last year, violence against women and children in South Africa is at an all-time high, and these numbers are rapidly climbing. And that's only what is reported. As we know, many are not out of shame, fear, and distrust of law enforcement. This week's story also discusses themes of child trafficking, another major issue in South Africa at current, especially fair-skinned, light-eyed children. This is more than a true crime story. This is about a child who never had a chance. And sadly, this isn't the only story like this. There have been other children sold to witch doctors or stolen into sex trafficking. I found so many examples in my research. One young girl from Mozambique was held and abused for months, but thankfully she did escape. But these things are happening right now. They just don't make international news. February 2024, Saldanha Bay, South Africa. 6-year-old Jocelyn Smith disappeared from her home. In the days that followed, confusion turned to panic. Her face posted everywhere, and search teams extensively looking in all directions. But Jocelyn had seemingly vanished without a trace. As the investigation unfolded, rumour ran rife. Had the first grader been trafficked? Was she sold for her eyes and skin? More than a year later, three people, including her own mother, are sentenced to life in prison. But yet, we still don't know what happened to Jocelyn Smith. This is Jocelyn's story.
People say that she just vanished. No, people do not just vanish. Everybody sees something. Whether it's stuck in your mind and you forget about it and later on you remember, but somebody must have seen her somewhere. Somebody must have seen who she was with. Somebody must have seen her playing somewhere.
Jocelyn Smith was born October 23, 2017, in Cape Town, South Africa, to parents Raquel Kelly Smith and Jose M.K. Smith struggled with violent outbursts and substance abuse from her mid-teens. Growing up, Smith lived with her maternal grandmother. And when she and Jose entered their relationship, before Jocelyn was even born, she took her then two children and moved back with her grandmother for support. This was short-lived, because this grandmother would kick Smith out of the home. As soon after she gave birth to Jocelyn, she was back abusing substances, and she threatened to stab her own son. After this, Smith and the children lived in a homeless shelter for a time, while she continued to spiral into her addictions, taking 5 months to register Jocelyn's birth. and by law she's required to do this within 30 days. It was around this time Smith went into a rehab facility. Family friend Natasha Andrews stepping up to care for Jocelyn, and this is where she would live for the first few years of her life. They absolutely adored her. They even offered to adopt the baby, but Smith refused, saying she was determined to sort her life out and to be a good mother for Jocelyn and her siblings. Despite this, Jocelyn would often visit with the Andrews family on weekends and school holidays, even going on trips away with them. In the clip later showed during the criminal trial, Jocelyn was seen laughing while on one of these vacations. In February 2024, when this story takes place, Jocelyn was living in a government-subsidised corrugated iron structure located in Modalpos, Saldanha Bay, South Africa, about 75 miles northwest of Cape Town. This is an area marred with poverty and crime. Jocelyn lived with her mother, Kelly Smith, Smith's boyfriend, Jacquina Polis, and Jocelyn's siblings, an older brother and an older half-sister. And the home they lived in was truly a shack, poorly structured to the point it looked like a strong gust of wind would knock it all down. A report from social workers described this shack as offering very little in the way of privacy due to its highly restricted living space. It's truly sad to think this was Jocelyn's life for most of her life. Jocelyn was almost a twin of Smith, the spitting image of her mother as a child. And those close to the family would later describe Smith as a good mother who did the best with what she had. Now, this statement is up for debate given what's to come and the fact that she was never truly sober for long. But we will get to that later. Supporting the family financially fell completely on Smith's shoulders. She did odd jobs to earn money, including part-time domestic work from a woman named Kelly Ziegler's in a nearby neighbourhood. Kelly was aware of Smith's substance abuse issues, so she would pay Smith in the way of groceries instead of cash, because she would later tell media outlets she was worried this was the only way she could ensure the children would eat. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is the new Weight Watchers, built for real life and real results, no matter what mode you're in. Maddie went all in for her big day and lost 33 pounds. Emily lost 85 pounds and hit her goal while still living her life.
Weight Watchers gave me the tools and I feel amazing.
Join the millions of members and lose weight with the number one doctor-recommended weight loss program.
I'm able to live my life and still hit my goals.
Lose more at WeightWatchers.com.
February 19th, 2024, 9 p.m. Jocelyn's mother, Kelly Smith, reported her daughter missing. Jocelyn had just started school, but she and her brother stayed home that day because they didn't have a clean uniform to wear. Smith had to work that day, so she left home at 8 a.m, leaving Jocelyn and her brother in the care of her boyfriend Apollos and their friend, Stefano Van Ryan. Now, it's not clear when Jocelyn went missing, but it is suspected it was sometime in the afternoon. Apollos claiming the last time he saw Jocelyn was 2 p.m, playing outside with friends. Smith said she returned home from work at 5 p.m. and realised the six-year-old wasn't there. For reasons that she couldn't explain, Smith wouldn't report her daughter missing for another 4 hours. The authorities immediately began to search for the missing girl. News spread quickly, and the community wanted to help. Many residents also searching everywhere, in the bushes and around the coastline. Even the army joined in on the search. The search for Jocelyn was extensive, using search dogs, helicopters, rescue boats, and volunteers going door to door. The shack where the family lived was also searched for clues. And while Jocelyn wasn't found, what police would find would be damning. Inside the room where Jocelyn slept, investigators removed a bloodstained bedsheet and pillowcase for forensic testing. Jocelyn's mother, Kelly Smith, spoke to the media of the last time she saw the little girl.
I saw Jocelyn the time when I went home around about lunchtime 2 days ago. That was 12 o'clock the afternoon. I went home quickly to go fetch something at home and then I went back to my workplace. Jocelyn was still playing at home. Then she was playing in the water. She got out of the water and she did put on a light blue t-shirt with a 3/4 denim short and some plucks. It was not tied up. It was loosened. But that's the last time that I saw my child.
As the word spread, so did the urgency to find the missing girl. A government minister announced a 1 million rand reward, or around 54,000 USD, for any information leading to Jocelyn's safe return. Witnesses recalled seeing the six-year-old last in the company of an unidentified boy, who was wearing a light blue t-shirt and denim shorts. However, despite all the best efforts, after a week-long search, February 27, 2024, investigators announced the physical ground search would be scaled back unless a significant tip was received. In the press conference, a local government official, Teresa LaRue, pleaded for the public not to give up on finding the missing girl.
People say that she just vanished. No, people do not just vanish. Everybody sees something, whether it's stuck in your mind and you forget about it and later on you remember, but somebody must have seen her somewhere. Somebody must have seen who she was with. Somebody must have seen her playing somewhere. It doesn't matter if it's going to make people angry that you saw it or what. It's your obligation and your responsibility as a citizen of this country to take whatever evidence you have or whatever information you have and take it to SAP so that we can find her. Because if we keep things to ourselves, it can be your child tomorrow. It can be the neighbor's child tomorrow. It can be anybody's child. It can even be adults. 2 years ago, we were searching in this same area for a young man and we never found him. We still haven't found him. The search is still ongoing. But Jocelyn can be found if everybody just remembers where they saw her. I saw her playing with A, B and C's child, that we can ask everybody and that SAPs can do their job so that we can find her. But nobody just vanishes. There's always a trail. There's always someone that has seen something. And sometimes people are scared to bring out what they know because we're terrified of the consequences of when we speak. We don't know how people are going to react. We don't know how the community is going to react. But it's important and it's vital that as community members and parents ourselves and brothers and sisters and uncles to take that responsibility and say, I saw her there, and then we can look there. But now everybody just assumes she vanished. Nobody just vanishes. There's always some way that we can find them. We just need to know where to search.
In the early days of Jocelyn's disappearance, many residents supported Smith and brought her food and money so she didn't have to work. That way she could be home in the chance Jocelyn returned. However, as is the norm for cases of missing children, rumours quickly started to spread. Rumours that Smith may have sold Jocelyn to a traditional healer known in South Africa as a Sengoma for 20,000 rand or about 1,100 USD. As this rumour went, Smith had debts because of her drug use, and though she owed money to her, really putting on the pressure to have these debts paid. Witnesses, including a local pastor, would later testify Smith was basically going around offering her children for money, that she was willing to sell them for as little as $275. The genuine concern that Jocelyn may no longer be alive was further heightened when on March 2, 2024, a search was done in an open field near the family's shack, and items of clothing that were thought to belong to Jocelyn and a knife were found. All items were stained with blood. But then after the clothing was sent for DNA testing, it was determined they didn't belong to the missing girl. And once again, investigators were back to square one. 3 days later, March 5th, 2024, the police held a press conference to announce Jocelyn's heavily pregnant mother, Kelly Smith, and her boyfriend, Jakeen Apollos, were arrested, along with a friend that was at the house that day, Steveno Van Rees. The trio were charged with kidnapping and human trafficking. Now, there was also a fourth person arrested, a woman believed to be a Sengoma, but the charges against this woman were later dropped due to lack of evidence. March 13, 2024, less than a week after the arrests, the trio withdrew their applications for bail. It was thought this was because there were active threats for their lives if they were to be released on bail. The community were furious that a mother could do this to her own child, and Smith wasn't opening up as to what happened to Jocelyn and where she was now.
We just want the mother in Kelly to wake up. We need the mother in Kelly to wake up. Her child is looking for her. Her child is calling for her. Her child is missing. That child is looking for no one, not for one of us who's supporting this case. That child, where she is looking for that woman. For that woman called Kelly.
During the search for Jocelyn, Smith had spoken with one of her daughter's teachers, who was also helping to look for the missing girl. Smith told her that she had received a phone call from a Nigerian man who told her she needed to pay quickly. Smith then told the teacher that her daughter was already on a ship, inside a shipping container, that was on its way to West Africa. When Smith was asked by the teacher if she'd given the police this information, she informed her that she hadn't, because the community had become so hostile towards her. Smith bizarrely then only wanted to speak about her boyfriend's innocence. But this just added to the belief the child may have been trafficked outside South Africa. Kelly Ziegler's, who Smith worked for and who paid her in groceries instead of cash, she would also speak to police. She said Smith told her that she'd been approached by Sangoma, who wanted to purchase her daughter because she was fair-skinned with green eyes. And these features are seen as having powerful healing or spiritual qualities in certain traditional beliefs. That the Sangoma mistaken the girl for an albino and wanted the girl for witchcraft. It would be around this time another woman would be taken into police custody. Another friend of the couple, Laurentia Lombard. And she was said to also be smoking drugs at the shack on the day Jocelyn was reported missing. Now, the reason she was arrested was because Van Ryan would start talking to the authorities. He claimed that he'd seen Lombard leave the home with Jocelyn and never returned. That he believed Lombard had handed the six-year-old over to her boyfriend, who had then given Jocelyn to the Sangoma. In another turn of events, Lombard would be released and given immunity in exchange for her testimony against the trio. The 8-week criminal trial would begin March 2025, without there still being any real answers as to what happened to Jocelyn and her current whereabouts. Very little is known with what happened to the 6-year-old. Due to the public interest in the case, the trial was moved from Western Cape High Court to the local community centre. Also, more people could attend. But even then, the crowd spilled out onto the streets around the community centre, all in a call for justice for the missing girl. It would be during the criminal trial where it would be revealed the family had been known to the Department of Social Development since before Jocelyn was even born. As I mentioned, Kelly Smith had serious drug and anger issues. She was homeless for a time. She was unemployed without any real avenue of supporting herself, let alone her children. She had threatened her son with a knife. And when Jocelyn was reported missing, Smith's two remaining children had signs of neglect. Now, thankfully, these children are well taken care of now. Smith's grandmother, Amanda Smith Daniels, has custody, something that I wish happened from the start. Amanda has publicly spoken out, sharing her heartache and calling for answers. Quote, "I asked Kelly if she could please talk and tell me where Jocelyn was. She cried and said, 'Mummy, I don't know where she is and I'm not involved.'" Unquote. However, by the time the criminal trial had come to completion, Amanda seemed to have made up her mind that Smith was involved, addressing her directly in her victim impact statement, quote, "How do you sleep and live with yourself?" Unquote. Kelly Smith would testify in her own defence. She would admit that she smoked drugs on the morning of her daughter's disappearance. Smith said that she then borrowed some money from another employer so that she could purchase some more drugs, which she would take back to the shack during her lunch break so she could share them with her boyfriend and their friends. Smith said she actually returned home at 4 p.m. and not 5 like she initially told police. She didn't see Jocelyn anywhere, but when she asked, a police said she was around. And Smith said she simply took his word for it, before he left with Van Ryan to buy even more drugs. When they returned about an hour after this, Smith said she went outside and called for her daughter to come inside. And when she didn't, that's when she started to worry. But then again, she had no reason why she waited until 9 p.m. to call the police for help. Possibly because they wanted to smoke the drugs first, but who knows. When it was Apollos' turn to take the stand, he would claim a police officer ordered him to say Smith and Van Ryan had taken Jocelyn to the local San Gorma and sold her for 20,000 rand. That when he was asked for his official statement later, that if he didn't stick to this story, they would pin the disappearance onto him. Although he would admit to fabricating parts of the story he would later retell, because he thought it would make it more believable. This honestly doesn't make any sense. The court would also hear that when Jocelyn first went missing, Smith didn't even have any photos of her to give authorities. It would be extended family in Jocelyn's school that provided all the photos of the six-year-old you will see in the news media. Finally, the prosecution star witness testified, and what she would say would basically cement the guilt of the trio on trial. Laurentia Lombard testified that Smith was manipulative and someone who would tell bald-faced lies, that she had a horrific temper and violent behaviour, speaking of an incident where she witnessed Smith smashing a window, injuring herself in the process, that she had threatened to kill Apollos. Lombard claimed she went to Smith's shack on the morning before Jocelyn was reported missing, that she smoked drugs with the couple and Van Ryan, that everything was fine until Smith and Apollos got into a heated argument. Smith completely lost it and threatened her boyfriend with a knife. After that, Smith received a phone call and Lombard overheard her saying she was on her way. Lombard then claimed she saw Smith pack some of Jocelyn's clothing in a black bag. Then the mother and daughter left, walking towards a white car that seemed to be waiting for them. There Lombard claimed to have saw a woman who was dressed like a San Gorma talking with Smith. Upon Smith and Jocelyn returning to the home, Smith told Apollos that she'd received the money for her daughter. This was all too much for Lombard and she confronted Smith. And apparently Smith confessed that she admitted to, quote, doing something silly, unquote. That she had sold her daughter to a healer because she was desperate for money. That the San Gorma was taking Jocelyn 2 p.m. the next day because she wanted the little girl's eyes and skin. Smith then tried to pay Lombard off in exchange for keeping her secret. Van Ryan as well, as he overheard this entire conversation. Lombard testified they both accepted the silence money, but that Smith never handed over anything to her. 11-year-old Jocelyn's brother would tell a different story that contradicted Lombard's version of events. He would say that Lombard never came to their shack the day before, or the day his sister disappeared. That he was there that day at 2 p.m, and Jocelyn was there too, playing out to the front, just as Apollos had initially said. And that she was still there when he left a few hours later, after the alleged time the San Gorma was supposed to have taken the six-year-old. But when he returned home at 6 p.m, Jocelyn was gone. In cross-examination, Lombard would become hysterical when she was called out on her discrepancies. She blamed the inaccuracies on a week-long binge she had in the lead-up to Jocelyn going missing, and that she was terrified and confused by the whole ordeal, being arrested by the authorities.
During further cross-examination, Lombard appeared emotional and was escorted away for a short while. When she returned, she was confronted with discrepancies in her statement. The one that seemed to have affected her the most was whether she had taken her children with her to Smith's house on the morning of the 18th of February. At first she said she did, and then she confirmed she didn't.
We spent the last almost three quarters of an hour on the same point. And now suddenly you're telling me, but you made a mistake. But you've made the mistake at least four times.
No,
and it took 45, almost, it's 44 minutes.
No,
to get the concession out. Do you have any explanation for this?
My Lord, I don't know how to explain this, but I'm sorry, my Lord, and for that. My Lord, I see the witness is shaking and she's been emotional, my Lord.
Do you want a moment, Ms. Lombard?
By the end of the 8-week trial, 30 witnesses were brought before Judge Nathan Aramis, or telling their version of Jocelyn's troubled life and disappearance. In sentencing, Judge Aramis was highly critical of Smith's actions, questioning her lack of emotion and involvement in the search for her daughter. We are just going to take a quick break now for a word from one of our sponsors.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app, with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.
May 29th, 2025. Kelly Smith, Jacquina Polis, and Stevino Van Ryan were all found guilty of kidnapping and trafficking 6-year-old Jocelyn Smith. The trio were sentenced to life imprisonment on the trafficking charge and 10 years for kidnapping. Due to life meaning life in South Africa, the trio would spend the rest of their lives behind bars. The group showing no emotion as the sentences were read, but shouts of joy could be heard in the public gallery. Jocelyn's father, Jose, broke down and had to be carried out of the courtroom.
On the human trafficking charge, you are sentenced to life imprisonment. On the kidnapping charge, you are sentenced to 10 years imprisonment. Because I've imposed life imprisonment, there is no need for me to rule on the concurrency of the sentences, because by operation of law, it will be served concurrently. Mr. Polis, do you understand that? Mr. Van Rijn, do you understand? Ms. Smith, do you understand? Thank you. You may be seated. I'm also ordinary for the entry of your names into the National Child Protection Register.
Unfortunately, to the time of this recording, February 2026, Jocelyn Smith has not been found. No one knows for sure what happened to her or if she's still alive. The police and army have searched everywhere. There have been marches, balloon releases, and candlelight vigils to bring more attention to the case, all in the little girl's honour. But still no trace of her or her remains have been found. Jocelyn being just one of 632 children who were reported missing in South Africa in 2024, with the figure reaching 9,000 across the last decade. However, that number may actually be much higher. Criminologist and National Coordinator of Missing Children South Africa, Bianca van Aswegen, told the BBC that child trafficking, quote, is much more of a crisis than police stats actually show, due to the fact of so many cases going unreported, unquote. Jocelyn would later be described by those who knew and loved her as a kind-hearted little girl who had lots of friends in her first grade class at Diazville Primary School. She always had a smile on her face. Jocelyn's teacher, Edna Mart, remembered the six-year-old being quiet and very tidy, that she struggled with questions from her class when they asked where Jocelyn was and when she was coming back, that they turned to gospel to get them through their grief. If you have your own thoughts and theories on the story we discussed today, or any stories we talk about here on Stolen Lives, please search Stolen Lives Podcast on Facebook, like the page so you don't miss an episode, and join the Stolen Lives discussion group to talk about your thoughts and theories. You can also talk to us on Instagram, Stolen Lives Podcast. If you like what you heard today, we would appreciate it if you share this episode on your social media of choice. And subscribe and leave a positive review on your podcast app. Today's episode was researched and written by me, Ali. Hosting and production was also by me, Ali. Music is by Mayu.
Weight Watchers now offers access to affordable GLP-1s.
Weight Watchers has everything I need, from weight loss medications to nutrition support and help with my side effects.
With our program, our members are losing more weight with expert nutrition and side effect support.
Weight Watchers prescribing GLP-1 medications, it's been life-changing.
Better results, expert support, lose more weight, make it last. Get started today for as low as $25 at weightwatchers.com.